When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're on with Michael Hyde, Senior Vice President in Business Banking at Associated Bank. Michael, welcome back.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me again.
I want to start off today with some small business growth trends that we're seeing develop that might stretch into next year. A little bit of a mindset change for some small business owners. One of the more interesting ones I saw was that they're looking to be more global. Small businesses competing on a global scale.
Yeah, you're right. I think we're kind of already seeing this in the market with a lot of our clients, but I do believe we'll see a lot more small businesses look to expand globally. And even additional geographies here in the U.S., you know, with the increase in kind of the cashless society here, you know, that gives companies the opportunity to really look at other markets and acquire new customers.
It's interesting because COVID-19, the pandemic, sort of stunted the growth plans of some small businesses, many small businesses. And so you mentioned the one new technology, which is all of the digital payment systems that are in place. Is that you think, the leading push to expand small businesses over borders?
I think so, yeah. You know, I think consumers are pretty confident in spending money, you know, that's really not in their backyard or their, you know, in their neighborhood. So I think companies are really looking to, you know, different technology platforms, social media platforms, whatever it may be. And I think that really gives businesses that opportunity to acquire these new customers, you know, maybe focus on some additional marketing spend and things like that. But I really think this gives businesses that opportunity to really go after that new client.
It's really surprising that how quickly this is happening. More and more businesses are going cashless. Is this going to be the wave of the future? Are we going to see this happening everywhere?
I believe we will. I think that's the way of the future. You know, customers are really just looking to have that spend protection, you know, which they get from going cashless. And it gives them comfort in ordering items and product from, you know, companies that aren't in their local neighborhood.
Yeah, there's one business in Chicago, I won't name it, but they opened recently in my neighborhood, and they announced they were going cashless completely. And I asked one of the managers what the motivation behind it was, and they said a big part of the motivation was they didn't want to get robbed. They don't want their employees to handle cash and be threatened.
Yeah, I see that too. You know, it gives them an opportunity to, you know, reduce their liability and not have, you know, employees taking cash over to the bank to make a deposit when, you know, very simply they can do, you know, a cashless transaction.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's a survey that said 95%, a part of the survey, 95% of small businesses say they plan to be cashless someday. And 35% say that accepting new forms of payment is an opportunity to reach new customers. So that sort of goes in line with what we were talking about. Back to the ready to explore the world part of this story. This is going to take a new marketing push by some of these businesses to hit some of these other geographies, is it not?
It is, yeah. So I think a lot of companies will, you know, kind of take a look at their, you know, business plan going into 2024 and really make some changes on where to spend some of these funds, you know. And I think that a lot of that will be, you know, on different technology platforms and definitely a marketing push, because I think, you know, the more you can get in front of potential clients, you know, and keep your product top of mind, the better off the company is going to be in the future and stay competitive.
Sure. One of the issues, one of the marketing aspects, according to this report, was that companies are trying to become more sustainable. They're trying to push their sustainability. 68% of consumers say a company's sustainability practices have had at least somewhat of an impact on their decision to buy from that company. Is that one of the marketing ploys or marketing tactics, I should say?
I believe it is, yeah. You know, focusing on that sustainability and then just being present and kind of being where your clients are, you know, and a lot of us, you know, as consumers, you know, our social media platforms. So I think, you know, that marketing spend really needs to be focused and direct to really keep these clients on, you know, on board and keep your product top of mind.
Mike, let's talk about what the expectation is for 2024, the outlook is for 2024. I know you don't have a crystal ball, but if you did have one, what would you say are going to be the big issues for small businesses?
You know, I think in 2024, you know, similar to 2023, right? You know, rising inflation. We did see that flatten a little bit, you know, so we will be keeping an eye on that in 2024. But we could see, you know, that same rising inflation, you know, some supply chain disruptions could still be there in 2024. And then I think the labor shortage will extend also into 2024. I think there is some easing up on the labor shortages. I think, you know, companies are finding the right employees, but I think they really will need to focus on retaining those employees going into 2024.
Are companies still actively looking for employees, or have they started cutting back, and specifically the ones that you deal with here in the Chicago area?
Yeah, I think there's still openings, right, that companies are trying to fill. But what I'm also seeing is, you know, companies are really looking for their current staff to take on additional responsibilities, you know, which I think helps because you have this reliable individual already. So if you can add, you know, a little bit more to their plate, that does help if you have another opening within your company. But I still think they are trying to go out to market and bring in new employees, absolutely.
The supply chain disruptions part of this is surprising. It felt like we were getting a handle on all of those disruptions. That's not the case?
You know, I think it's easing as well. But, you know, some of the labor shortages could potentially disrupt supply chains in 2024. You know, if the suppliers are running into, you know, labor shortage where they have to cut hours or whatever that may be, it could, you know, cause some disruption in the supply chain.
The report, this analyst that did this report said a couple of the areas where small businesses can really thrive in the coming year, three of them: customer service, investing in technology, and building networks.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. You know, so I think, you know, as you mentioned, I think, you know, with the marketing spend, I think that's one way to stay in front of your client, right? So, you know, if you're not in front of your client, that gives them an opportunity to go out to market and shop, right? So you really want to focus on being in their face. And you know, that could be, you know, emails, you know, updates on, you know, products, things like that, or just some tips, you know, on different things that your, you know, company provides for the client. So, yeah, I definitely think that the clients, or the businesses, sorry, need to stay in front of the client, focus on that customer, the customer experience, and I think 2024 should be an okay year for them.
What about focusing on employees? I know that a lot of analysts say that if you have happy employees, you have happy customers.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, so I think part of that plan for 2024, as we kind of discussed here, is really focusing on retaining your, you know, top-tier employees, keeping them happy. And as you mentioned, when the employees are happy, you know, that turns into a positive client experience on the other end.
Would you say your outlook for 2024 for small businesses is bright? Are you optimistic or are you pessimistic?
I think 2024 looks bright for companies. You know, companies I work with, I really don't see any of them slowing down. You know, many companies that I work with have had, you know, pretty solid years in 2023. So I think that should lead into 2024 as well. Obviously, you know, they'll have to deal with some of the things that we spoke about, the rising inflation, political election, things like that. But I'm pretty confident 2024 should be a pretty solid year.
One of the fundamentals is that consumers are still spending money, and that's good news for small businesses, isn't it?
It is, yes. Yeah, so the economy grew, I believe it was 2.9%, and we are projected to grow another 2.2% for 2024. So, yes, that is definitely good news for business owners.
All right, Mike, appreciate the conversation this morning. Good talk, as always. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Sure. You can reach me via email at michael.hides@associatedbank.com or on my cell phone at 847-858-7769.
All right, we'll see you next time. Thank you.
Thank you.